إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. من بعد، I will continue, insha'Allah ta'ala, reading from the explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed in the chapter 38, Seeking Judgment from At-Taghut. قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى وقوله تعالى وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات، وإذا قيل لهم أي للمنافقين لا تفسدوا في الأرض أي بالكفر وغيره من أنواع المعاصي قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون أي ليس ما نحن فيه بفساد. In this chapter, الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned from the proofs, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 11. And when it is said to them, Shaykh Salah al-Fawzani says, them here, meaning the hypocrites. When it is said to the hypocrites. And when it is said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, Shaykh Salah al-Fawzani says, by disbelief. And other than it, from types of sins and disobedience to Allah. So, and when it is said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are but reformers. Sheikh Fawzan says, they reply that actually what they are doing and calling to, it is not corruption. المعنى الإجمالي لهذه الآية. The general meaning of this verse, قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يذكر من صفات المنافقين أنهم إذا نهوا عن ارتكاب المعاصي التي تسبب الفساد في الأرض بحلول العقوبات وأمروا بالطاعة التي فيها صلاح الأرض أجابوا بأن شأننا الإصلاح لأنهم تصوروا الفساد بصورة الصلاح لما في قلوبهم من المرض لما في قلوبهم من المرض. In the general meaning of this verse, our noble Shaykh, he mentioned that here is one of the ayats in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the from the evil qualities of the hypocrites. From the evil qualities of the hypocrites that when they are prohibited from committing sins and disobedience which lead to corruption on earth and therefore brings about the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited such things. Shirk, kufr, sins, disobedience are forbidden in our deen, alhamdulillah. But the hypocrites, when they are commanded to stay away from sins and disobedience because sins brings about corruption on the earth, which brings about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are commanded with obedience, which brings reform to the earth, instead of them adhering to the commands of Allah by being obedient to Him and obedient to His Messenger, staying away from prohibitions. Rather, they grow arrogant and they say that which they're silly they're doing is nothing but to reform. They are only reformers. Why? Sheikh says, because This is how they think. Wal-iyadu billah. Corruption to them is reform, because there is a disease in their hearts. And that's why sometimes you see certain people doing certain actions, and you will think, subhanAllah, yeah, you're a Muslim and Salafi, and you're doing these things that brings corruption. They says, no, there's nothing. This is how we have to do it this way. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with unity. As an example, Allah commands us with unity, that all Muslims, regardless what colors they are upon, what countries they come from, what tongues they speak, all are commanded to be united, but upon the Quran and the Sunnah, not upon Hizbiya, Bidah, innovations. Are commanded, all Muslims are commanded to be united, to be together, by all of them holding to one rope, the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be upon the unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are prohibited from dividing our ranks, from splitting, from scattering here and there. We have to be together. Even though the bodies are far away from one another, one in the east, one in the west, but the hearts are together. The hearts has to be together upon Tawheed, upon the Sunnah, upon that which the Prophet ﷺ left us upon, or left for us and left the companions upon, Ridwanullahi alayhim. And we should leave off any means that may lead to disunity, and we should act upon all the things and the orders that strengthen this brotherhood and this unity. But now you find the people backbiting, spreading rumors. You find people who are not qualified dealing with these matters, who are not for them. And then they're like, no, they're reformers. You're no reformer. These people have to fear Allah. Those who are causing problems, they're those who people who speaks in a matter that does not concern them. People, they are not du'at, they are not students of knowledge, and get involved in the matters of da'wah, and talks, and send Twitters, and emails, and this, and Facebook, and WhatsApp, and they're causing problems. They're the ones that are causing problems. And they think, no, they're reforming, al-iyadu billah. So we have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are not qualified to deal with these matters of the da'wah, they should do themselves a big favor and be quiet and say, I don't know. Go to someone else. The same way, he's not a mechanic, and someone come to him and say, I got some problem with cars. I'm not a mechanic. Take it to the mechanic. Same way, if somebody asks about some electrical work, tell him, I'm not electric. I'm not an electrician. Same way, we direct people to the doctors. But when you come to the da'wah, you find certain people, they think they got it. Those people have to fear Allah. And we have to remember this. And likewise, we have to stand for the haqq, for the truth. If somebody comes to you and says, oh, well, what are we going to do? Tell him, who are you to worry about this? Go learn Arabic. Go learn Arabic. You can even say one sentence correctly, and now all of a sudden you want to be taking over these matters. Go read, akhi. Go remember Allah. There is some fitna makers, and we should not help them, ya akhwan. This is very important. We should not help them by listening to them. Now we should remind them who they are. Who are you? Who put you in charge of this? What is your tazkiyat? Who from the ulama says you can talk in these matters? And this way, those people, they be exposed. But if people amongst us continue to listen to them, oh yeah, mashallah, jazakallah khair, no, we have to step to the plate and do what is right. مناسبة الآية للباب أن من دعا إلى التحاكم إلى غير ما أنزل الله أو دعا إلى المعاصي فقد أتى بأعظم الفساد في الأرض The relevance of this verse from the Quran to this chapter, the Shaykh, he says, Shaykh al-Salih al-Fawzan, he says, whoever invites people to seek judgment from laws other than those revealed by Allah, or invites them to perpetrate offenses, this person commits the gravest corruption on earth. That's how corruption comes. When the people live off the laws of Allah, when the law of Allah is not applied, not acted upon, not followed, but rather people, they follow the laws of men. That's how corruption continues to spread on earth. I'll give you an example. Sheikh Muhammad bin Nasir al-Faqihi, Ali bin Nasir al-Faqihi, Sheikh Ali, Dr. Ali al-Faqihi, حفظه الله تعالى, one of our mashaykh, he's in Medina, حفظه الله, and he still teaches in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was explaining this point, and he mentioned as an example the hudud, the limits and the punishments that is prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said there is khair in them. There is a lot of good for individuals, and there is good in them for the community and for the society. Even though certain people, they look at them that this is harsh, this is this. They even some say, "A'udhu billah, barbarians," and this and that. And unfortunately, some of those who say this, they claim Islam. Not just the non-Muslim. There are many of them who claim Islam. And they've done it long time ago. It's not like they're calling to, but long time ago they changed these laws. For instance, he says, if somebody steals in Islam, that person, after examination by the people of knowledge, especially the judge, and in the light of the laws of Allah, if that person found guilty, not anyone who steals anything, not anyone takes someone and cut his hand. Now those in authority, and the judge who has knowledge, you think the judge is in Islam, the judge, he has knowledge, he's a knowledgeable. The ulama, they're the one who used to be the judges. Not like someone who passed the test. They give him the... No, the ulama, they have to have knowledge of the deen of Allah. They're the one that are selected to be judges. So if the judge find that person guilty, then the hand has to be cut. And the hand is not caught in some jail or in some basement or in some area. No, no. In front of everybody. In downtown, like they say, when everybody can see him. Everybody can see this punishment. He said, what is the reason? He says, so that's it. That person be served as example. As an example for everybody else. So in that area, anyone who wants to steal now, which is corruption, is stealing a good thing? No, it's not. I don't think anyone who'll be happy when somebody steals something from him and he comes and says, SubhanAllah, some nice thing happened to me today. What happened? Somebody stole my $1,000. Allahu Akbar. Jazahu Allahu Khair. People are mad and upset, and you never know that that's the only thing. And with that, the Shaykh says, look, but here now you find in these people who do not follow the law of Allah, they said that their laws, they are the one that brings what? Good and reform and, huh? He said, how good is that? He said, because look, when somebody steals in their communities, he said, in their societies, and they apply on that person who stole whatever they think is right for them, somebody stole, and then he's caught, and nicely they talked, he has a right, and then they put him in jail for a couple of months. He eats good, showers, doctors, medication, and workouts, and all of that. And then he goes out after 2-3 months, only to steal again. Only to what? Come back in jail again. He says, and they care about the thief, the wrongdoer, more they care about the victims. He says, because usually this person who come and steal, for example, if he break in the middle of the night in a house, what usually happens in the house? If a thief break in, I'm asking you, tell me, what you think will happen in that house when a thief break in now?
The people in the house become fearful.
Ahsant, because the people in the house, they are fearful for their lives. Who are these people living in the house? Soldiers? Who lives in the house? Huh? The man and his family. Says as what?
Wife, kids.
Wife, kids, children. You see how it is? And this thief, is he coming with the mind, look, I'm not going to hurt nobody. I'm just going to come, take something and leave. Right? And if anybody see me and tell me, hey, what are you doing? You thief, get out of here. I'm sorry. And leave. That's what happened? No. Thief is coming there, look, man. Because before he go there, he's what? Ready. For what?
Mm-hmm.
For anything. You see, sometimes, and with all of this, they don't care. This man made laws. They don't care about the real victims. This man, he came and caused terror. People are frightened. That wife, she's still in her husband. I cannot live here. You gotta find me another place. Children, they're having bad dreams. What do they call those?
Nightmares.
The whole neighborhood, when they know, they're like, what? Somebody breaking our neighborhood? Especially if those so-called nice neighborhoods. You know? That's it. Forget about it. And with all of that, what they do to this person? Put him in jail. He gets breakfast. Eggs and bacon and all that. Get lunch. Steak. Barbecue chicken. Mashed potatoes. Right or wrong? Huh? And dessert too. And get lunch, dinner. Medication. Fun has his rights. Send him after a couple months to do the same thing. In Islam, doesn't work like that. They bring that same person who caused all this corruption, because this is corruption, taking people's wealth, coming armed, ready to shoot somebody or hit somebody, right or wrong, and taking the people's wealth with no right, causing all of this corruption. In Islam, they says, come here, you're a bad person, man. You can't cause all this trouble. And they do it for his good. So they cut his hand in front of everybody. So no, that's a reminder for him. He's like, look, if he himself wants to steal again, he's like, I got only one hand. Can't afford to lose this one too. And the people who see him in the community like that, the sheikh says, and that hand, it hanged on an area in downtown, yeah, for a while. Everybody said, what's that hand doing there? Oh, you didn't know? It's the hand of the thief. They cut hands in here? Yeah. So that person has two choices. You know what it is? What are they?
Leave the area.
Huh?
Leave the area.
Whether leave the area or?
Will
be good. That's it. Two things. Ain't no third one. You want to live in this area? You got to be a good person. Don't get in people's pockets. Don't snatch no pack of books. Don't break into no business or no houses or any place. Or you don't belong here. Go somewhere else. But they say that's barbarian. Because it doesn't happen to them. All those that say barbarian, this is not justice. Once it happened to them, and you ask them, what are you going to do if you catch the one who break in? I'm going to kill him. You see, they want to kill somebody, but they have a problem accepting in Islam that only the hand is cut. Now they want to kill the person. Now, so if anyone brings the Ahwan, look at, you can, many examples. Look at zina, for example. You see? Now it's like, no. People are free to do whatever they want to do. Free? Now they got all these problems. Diseases. Chaos. People growing up don't even know their parents, their children, their families. Everything is mixed up together. Wala ya'adu billah. But if they apply the laws of Allah, And that serves as an admonition. And those, because some people don't fear Allah, people don't, there are bad people whenever you go. And if you are nice to them and remind them, they take you for granted. But if you are stern with them, what they do? Now they get it, now they understand you. And you were talking English in both cases. I know. مَا يُسْتَفَادُ مِنَ الْآيَةِ What is some of the benefits of this ayah? Before that, I just want to share with you a statement that Sahl ibn Sa'd جَاءَهُ رَجُلٌ وَيَشْكُو لِسَّنْ سَرَقَ مَتَاعَهُ سبحان الله استمعوا لهذا That Sahl ibn Sa'd رضي الله عنه A man came to him, he was complaining about this thief that stole his property. So he came to him and said, he's complaining. Now here is the advice of Sahl ibn Sa'd. He said to him, أشكر الله أن هذا اللص سرق متاعك فما بالك باللص الذي يدخل إلى قلبك ويسرق منك التوحيد ويفسد عليك التوحيد. He said, thank Allah that this Allah affected you only with this thief who came and take your stuff. What about the thief who break into your heart and take the tawheed from it? Shaitan. So that's the thief you have to worry about. Allahu Akbar. Look how these people actually used to think. He says, worry about the real thief who break into your heart and corrupt your heart. Man, this thief took your wallet, took something, dunya. Allahu musta'an. ما يستفاد من الآية What are some of the benefits of this ayah? أولا التحذير من تحكيم النظم والقوانين المخالفة للشريعة وإن ادعى أصحابها أن قصدهم الإصلاح This ayah warns us against applying laws that contradict the Sharia that contradict the laws of Allah even though it is claimed to be intended for reformation. Even though claim, those people who do it, they claim that this is what's good for the people. أَهُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ Who knows? Them or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا سُؤَالَ اسْتِنْكَارِ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ This question when the people of knowledge they mention, or even sometimes in the Qur'an, this is not a question to know who is more knowledgeable. No, this is, they call it... سؤال استنكار إيش هذا؟ نعم is a rhetorical question to establish the proof and the argument against them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laws of Allah are the best laws they leave the laws of Allah and they want to apply other laws and then they wonder why they have all this corruption ثانيا أن دعوة الإصلاح ليست بعذر في ترك ما أنزل الله The claim of seeking reformation and bringing good and rectification in the community is not an excuse to leave what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed and not to act upon the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here the ulama, they said that having a good intention is not enough. That if that person have a good intention, so having a good intention is not enough unless and until a person applies what Allah has revealed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the law of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثالثاً التحذير من الإعجاب بالرأي Likewise, this verse implies a warning against admiring one's opinion. That's how people get wrong. Some people, they love their opinions. They think they are always right. So that's why when you remind them of Allah, tell them akhir is like that, they don't even pay attention to that. They don't. Because they want to be in the front. And that happens in all matters. Especially in the da'wah. You find some du'at who they think themselves that they got it. That's it. They are always right. You tell them, ya akhi, this is what Allah said. They're like, look, I know that ayah, brother. You have to tell me that. I know that hadith. Because they want to be in the front. See, they admire their opinions. That's why it'd be difficult for such people to accept the truth. It'd be difficult for them to accept the truth because they are in love with their opinions. And you see this sometimes, a man and his wife. The wife, she's talking, mashallah, nice stuff. She's like, yeah, I did some research when you were at work. Alhamdulillah, this internet. I got a fatwa, Sheikh Ibn Baz, Uthaymeen, Albani, Rabi', Fawzan, Ubayd. How many you want? There's a lot of them. Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. If that person really was seeking the truth, he's going like, subhanAllah, jazakillahu khairan. All right, come in, I'm sorry. Come, sit down. What they say, this ulaba? No, but if he really in love with his opinion, he wants only whatever in his mind, he's like, listen, who give you the right to get on the internet? I'm not the husband of this house. You're like, no, the computer is right there. He never tell her nothing. Years of marriage, he never tell her, look, why did you touch the computer? But since now she's still calling him to the hub. He's like, well, who told you to go on the computer to begin with? People like this are dangerous. But on the other hand, if she said to him, dear husband, you're right, I was wrong. And I found, oh, mashallah, I told you. Now he's not going to tell you who told you to go to the computer. Now he's like, I told you, see? You got to listen to me. Sometimes, not just in that, two partners get together, because he already have in his mind what he wants to do. Somebody bring him the truth, no one accept it. Same thing for da'wah. Somebody, he think, that's it, man, he got it. Don't make no mistakes. His way is the best way. When he's approached, akhi, you said this or this, they grow arrogant. No, it's not like that. No, we have different understanding. Okay, we have an understanding. This is the ulama. Well, you know, he's an alim. We respect his opinion, but look, akhi, there got to be another way. Well, if you don't have another way, so why are you talking like that? Won't you act the right way that is presented to you? Nas'al Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. At-tahdhiru min al-ijabi bil-ra'i. This is a disease, ya akhwan. For indeed, this is a disease that we have to correct ourselves. If any one of us is afflicted with it, and you may be, because you're a human. We're human. When we mention certain diseases and certain illnesses, thank Allah. If you don't have any of them, say alhamdulillah. And ask Allah firmness upon the haqq and the truth. But if any one of us is dealing with anything we hear our noble scholars addressing, then this is for us to correct ourselves. And also to step for the haqq. If we know someone who is afflicted, we tell them, yeah, you get sick, man. Same way if you see somebody, man, sneezing and coughing and, oh no, spitting blood. And he's like, oh man, you're healthy. No, he's like, you're sick. No, I'm not sick. I'm telling you, man, you got to go see a doctor. You're sick, brother. Aynam. But certain people, man, they bleeding, blood come out of their nose, out of ears, and they still say, no, I'm sorry, ain't nothing wrong with me. It's very important for us. Look, التحذير من الإعجاب بالرأي. Ayah warn us from being in love with your opinion and being amazed and admire one's opinion. Yeah, you can voice your opinion, but if it's wrong, is wrong. Accept it. Say, mashallah, jazakallah khair. I was wrong. Alhamdulillah, barakallah fiqh. And be happy that you have people around you that they call you to the haqq. Some people, when you come to the haqq, they get mad. And who is he to talk to me like that? Who is he? Why not? Ad-din al-nasiha. Some people, they say they don't accept the nasiha. They don't. You tell them nasiha, they're like, man, akhi, keep that to yourself. A'udhu billah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says, ad-din al-nasiha. The deen is based on sincere advice. And the one who does not accept advice, there's no good in that person, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. رَابِعًا أَنَّ مَرِيدَ الْقَلْبِ يَتَصَوَّرُ الْحَقَّ بَاطِنًا وَالْبَاطِلَ حَقًّا. Those suffering from moral diseases in their heart see what is right as wrong and what is wrong as right. You see? Because of the disease in their hearts. That which is right, they think it is wrong. And that which is wrong, they consider it to be right. And one of the poets, he says, وقد ينكر طعم الماء من سقمي وقد ينكر ضوء الشمس من رمدي وقد ينكر اللسان طعم الماء من سقمي وقد تنكر العين ضوء الشمس من رمدي. He said the person he gave them water that they enjoy all day, but just because they sick, they're like, what is this? Ah, this tastes awful. The same water they've been drinking for 40 years. They can't even recognize what it is. Why? Because they're sick. They can't, you know, sometimes when a person is sick, can't taste anything. They lose that sense of tasting good things. He said, likewise, the poet, he says, likewise, a person may say to you, why is it dark here? Why? Because he has a problem with his eyes. He couldn't see the light and he thinks that it's dark. Likewise, the haqq is clear, but not to all people. Certain people, because they have this darkness in their hearts, the diseases in their hearts, they reject the haqq, they reject the truth. But rather, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ they look at the truth to be falsehood and the falsehood to be the truth, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. خَامِسًا أَنَّ النِّيَّةَ الْحَسَنَةَ لَا تُسَوِّغُ مُخَالَفَةَ الشَّرَعِ. Very important point. Good intention does not justify acting in violation of the Sharia. Just because a person have a good intention doesn't give them no right whatsoever to oppose what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. ثم قال وقوله سبحانه وتعالى ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها. Then Sheikh al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Sheikh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned another ayah as a proof in this chapter, seeking judgment from the Taghut. The ayah 56 in Surah Al-A'raf. قال تعالى ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها. And do not cause corruption upon the earth after its reformation. قال لا تفسدوا فيها بالشرك والمعاصي. Do not cause corruption in the earth by what? By shirk. By being upon shirk and spreading shirk amongst the people and sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what brings corruption. That's what brings corruption. بعد إصلاحها ببعث الأنبياء وشرع الأحكام وعمل الطاعات. After it has been reformed, by what? By the sending of prophets who brings the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calling the people to be obedient and do righteous actions. المعنى الإجمالي للآية يقول الشيخ حفظه الله الشيخ صالح فوزان ينهى الله سبحانه عباده عن الإفساد في الأرض بماذا بالمعاصي والدعاء إلى طاعة المخلوقين في معصية الخالق بعد إصلاحه سبحانه إياها ببعث الرسل وبيان الشريعة والدعاء إلى طاعة الله فإن عبادة غير الله والدعوة إلى غيره والشرك به والظلم والمعاصي هي أعظم فساد في الأرض. In the general meaning of this ayah, after reforming the earth at the hands of his messengers, who have established the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by calling the people to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah reformed this earth, by sending the prophets throughout the time. And those prophets, they call into Tawheed and warning against shirk. Because that's what's good for the people and bring good to the people is Tawheed. Shirk bring corruption. Calling the people to good and forbidding them from all evil. So that the people be obedient to their Creator and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not disobeying Him. So Allah has prohibited His servants from causing corruption on earth by committing sins. This is how corruption takes place. By committing sins and inviting people to obey creatures in matters entailing disobedience to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Democracy and all of this. Unfortunately, in so Muslim countries, there are enemies of Islam amongst the Muslims. Like the Ikhwan al-Muslimun, this Hizb, Ikhwan al-Muslimun, who Many ignorant Muslims, they didn't know their reality, but Allah exposed them, alhamdulillah. Many laymen now, they know. Some people are still down with them. But this is هذه سنة الله في هذه الحياة. But many people, alhamdulillah, they know the corruption of this deviant group, Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, the Muslim Brotherhood, who they stem from Egypt, at their founder, Hassan al-Banna, the Ikhwani Sufi, not our noble Sheikh Hassan al-Banna, who is still alive. Now this man, this deviant man, he died years ago. Hassan al-Banna, the founder of Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they are a very dangerous group. We warn against them, and they do not represent the sound and correct religion of Islam. And we're not down with them, we do not affiliate ourselves with them. And no Muslim who wants good and to be upon what's pleasing to Allah should be with these guys. Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they are very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suffice us their evil. Ameen. So, therefore, worshipping others besides Allah, calling on people to worship deities other than Him, associating partners with Him, oppressing and committing sins, constitute the gravest corruption on earth. That's the gravest corruption on earth. ثم قال مناسبة الآية للباب أن من يدعو إلى التحاكم إلى غير ما أنزل الله فقد أتى بأعظم الفساد في الأرض. مناسبة الآية للباب أن من يدعو إلى التحاكم إلى غير ما أنزل الله فقد أتى بأعظم الفساد في الأرض. And then the Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Habibullah, he explained to us the reason why Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, chose this ayah as a proof in this chapter. He says, that is, whoever calls others to pass judgments from laws other than those legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a person commits the gravest corruption on earth. You know? Anyone who calls the people to laws other than the law of Allah, such a person is causing the gravest corruption, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, on the earth. And now you find Muslims in a Muslim country is calling to democracy, to this, to that, gotta follow this, look at this country in the West, how they having it good. What good they have in it? They have the percentage of every corrupt thing. Find them making the heads of the list in crimes, in diseases, in suicide, in name it. متقدمون يقول الدول متقدمة متقدمة في الفساد. They call them the countries what?
Advanced.
Yes, they are advanced in corruption. That's why they are advanced. They advance in corruption, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. مَا يُسْتَفَادُ مِنَ الْآيَةِ. What is some of the benefits from this verse? And أَوَّلًا أَنَّ الْمَعَاصِي إِفْسَادٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Sins cause corruption on earth. See, we Muslims, we're supposed to bring reform, rectifications. We should be upon good and help others to be upon good. When we sin, we're contributing in bringing corruption on earth. Number two, أن الطاعة إصلاح للأرض. And obedience to Allah results in reformation. You want reform on the land? You want good to spread in the land? That's it. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Be upon obedience. Be obedient to Allah. Start with yourself. Don't wait until everybody is obedient. Some people are like, I know I gotta do it right, but everybody is not doing it right, so why me? What, you still don't know the answer to that question? Why not you? You got to be upright now. فَالْمَوْتُ لَا يَنْتَظِرُكَ حَتَّى تَسْتَقِيمُ إِسْتَقِمُ وَأَنْتَ تَنْتَظِرُ الْمَوْتُ. You still don't know? Death doesn't wait for you until you get it together. Death does not wait for you until you be righteous and upright. Rather be upright while waiting for death. أينام. ثالثا أن تحكيم غير ما أنزل الله إفساد في الأرض. Applying laws other than those of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than the laws revealed by Allah, causes corruption on earth. That's what causes corruption on earth. Because people, they get away with a lot of things. Instead of applying the rules of Allah, so that that person be as an example for others, and also those laws of Allah, they are for that person as well to purify them from that sin. Tathir. Now, when a person receives the punishment of Allah, that's purification for them, alhamdulillah. That's purification, so they don't meet Allah with that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And also, it brings order and peace. Because a lot of people, not everybody fears Allah and say, "La, I can't do this." No, some people, they're like that. They fear only the police. They don't fear Allah. You can bring them all the ayats and the hadith, but once you say, "Okay, okay, so you're on the other category. I was looking at the wrong list, man. All right, I'm going to call the police." No, don't, please. Now you're going to tell them, "Qala Allah, Qala Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam," he's running, still slamming doors and throwing chairs. You said, "Oh, all right. Where's the phone here? Call 911 for me, please." "What for?" "For you." "Come on now, we're brothers. Are we brothers? Well, I'm just telling you, Qala Allah, Qala Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, brothers should listen." Certain people are like that. نسأل الله السلام والعافية. رابعا أن صلاح البشر وإصلاحهم لا يكون إلا بتحكيم ما أنزل الله. Reformation is achieved only by applying the divine laws. If anyone, if you want to know somebody who's truthful, he's like, "Look, man, we want good for the people. We want good for the people. Wallahi, we're concerned." Then you see what they are calling to. If they're calling the people to apply the laws of Allah, you should know that person is truthful in their claims. But if you see a person crying, some of these du'as, especially Ikhwan Muslimun, they're very good in acting. You see them on this whatever, you hear them, they crying, "We want good for these people, we want good for all the Ummah of the Muslims," and calling them to what? To take their matters to other than what Allah has revealed, wal'iyadu billah. These people, they're not truthful in their claims. Because nothing that brings reform and rectify the people other than the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. The last ayah, قَالَ تَعَالَى أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. Then is it the judgment of the time of ignorance they desire? But who is better than Allah in judgment for a people who are certain in faith? The ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 50. أَفَحُكْمَ, this is هَذَا استفهام إنكاري. أَيْنَعَمْ استفهام إنكاري. Is it the judgment of the time of ignorance they desire? It's not a question that Allah is asking them whether they want that or not. This is a rhetoric question. This is a refutation. This is a severe warning that not to apply these laws of jahiliyyah and time of ignorance. المعنى الإجمالي للآية ينكر تعالى على من خرج عن حكم الله تعالى المشتمل على كل خير وعدل والناهي عن كل شر إلى ما سواه من الآراء والأهواء والاصطلاحات التي وضعها الرجال بلا مستند من شريعة الله كما كان أهل الجاهلية يحكمون به من الضلالات والجهالات والأعراف القبلية. The Sheikh mentioned the general meaning of this verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah says the divine laws establishes justice and prosperity and forbids any harm or evil. Allah, exalted be He, criticizes those who deviate from it and brings about laws based not on the divine revelation, but rather on people's opinions, inclinations, and conventions. These positive laws are similar to those which were practiced in the pre-Islamic period and were drawn from perversities and tribal conventions. So once again, this is a call, ya ikhwan, for us to adhere to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every matter, not just the ruler. Certain people, they forget about themselves. The ruler, he has, well, yes, the ruler has to too, but what about us in our homes? Do we apply the law of Allah among each other, husband and wife, parents and children, neighbors, in the way we talk to each other, in the way we respect each other and respect those we should respect, those who Allah raised levels, those who we suppose respect, like our elders, people who teach in us our religion? Yes, subhanAllah. We just, oh, the ruler has to do it. What about us? We have to apply these things in ourselves and stay away from corruption, anything that brings about corruption.
مناسبة الآية للباب أن من ابتغى غير حكم الله من الأنظمة والقوانين الوضعية فقد ابتغى حكم الجاهلية.
Whoever seeks to apply legislation other than the divinely revealed one, such a law is deemed as one seeking to apply the judgment of the time of ignorance. وليعذ بالله. Anyone who says, look man, because some people they know that, وليعذ بالله. Look, Akhi, mashallah, Islam, alhamdulillah, but look, man, come on, man, this is 21st century, Akhi. You're going to do it the other way. These people are seeking the judgments of the times of ignorance, waliyadu billah.
ما يستفاد من الآية أولا وجوب تحكيم شريعة الله.
Some of the benefits from this verse, number one, judging in accordance with the laws of Allah, revealed by Allah, is an obligation. It's not an option. It's an obligation. So let us keep this in mind. Whenever you have a conflict, whenever you want to make a decision, whenever you have a dispute, disagreement with a person or group of people, whenever you are wronged, then you gotta always keep in mind this. Judging in accordance with the Sharia, with what Allah revealed for us, legislated, is an obligation. I have no choice. Not like sometimes I have to turn my affairs to Allah, to His deen, to His religion, and other times I have to do it my way. Some people do that. They do it their way. They take matters to themselves. And then they find themselves in big trouble afterwards. Big trouble. Many divorces occur. Why? Because people do what they want to do. She just wants to do whatever she wants to do. Khule, khule. She left the house. She called the police on him. She threw his stuff and called the police. They even do so many things. She even hit herself, cut herself and blame it on him. Do a lot of crazy things instead of taking their matters to the deen of Allah. Alright, brother. I know you're trying your best. But listen, man, certain things are not going the right way. And I don't want you to do things according to what I want. But let me and you sit down and see what Allah wants for us. This is the way it's supposed to be. Likewise, you find a man. He's a husband, but he don't want responsibility. Some men, they just want to be husband with no responsibilities whatsoever. That's why at the first conflict, he's gone. He's gone. Nobody can find him. Try even to find a man to just ask him one question. He is gone. Where he at? That's it. He's done.
only that he went somewhere else, another state, and did the same thing three times and there or more, and he is gone again. Ikhwan, this is not the way things are done. Likewise, two brothers, they get in a business, and then at the first, everything is nice. Right or wrong, Abdul Majid? Alhamdulillah, Akhilaf, I want good for you, Akhilaf. I've been doing this for years. It's a lot of brothers, man, that they gave me, for example, 5,000. In 6 months, I turn it back for 20,000. No, it's not interest, business. All right, give me one. Oh, one of them died. Oh yeah, he died. He was so happy and he died under shock. Who are these people that you've been helping, Akhi? We should ask these questions. Give me one brother who is with you right now, still with you, in this business of yours. Some people, they're big scam, Akhi, on Muslims, on Salafis. And I know because people call us, Akhi. And we find out that that person didn't do his homework. Find out that this man, Akhi, in many states, he's been taking people's money with the same game. I'm a businessman, and if you want, Akhi, look, you give me 5,000. In 6 months, it's going to be like at least 20,000. In 6 months, it's a big problem. They're fighting each other. No 20,000 or nothing. They're fighting. Wal-iyadu billah. So this is very important for us, ya akhwan, to remember. This marriage is for us to sit down. And the main thing that we're supposed to be seeking is what's pleasing to Allah. What's pleasing to Allah? The dua too, if they disagree, let's sit down. Not like grow arrogant and don't want to listen, don't want to take the advice. They don't even take the advice of the ulama. They take from the ulama whatever agrees with their plans. But when the ulama, they call them to something that is right for everybody, they're like, look, man, if it doesn't work with their plans, remember in before the Shaykh says, because these people, they admire their opinions. No wonder when those people are refused with the ulama, and you see them, subhanAllah, they go straight to ignorance. They go straight. They go out there, man, like we say. And you don't need me to give you any examples. You find a person claiming Salafiyya, calling to Salafiyya, they start committing mistakes. And when they are reminded, no way, they don't want to hear it. And when their mistakes are taken to one of the mashayikh, the ulama, and then the advice was given to, grow arrogant, then he's refuted, he's gone. Now he's going to do whatever he want to do. Aynam. So Allah, salam alayhi, even one of them, he has a talk show right now. A talk show. This man, he used to be big Salafiyya, Hizbiyya, you can't even touch a woman. It can't be this, that. Now he has a talk show. He brings women, just him and a woman, and he's talking to her face to face for like 1 hour or more. And praising her father. Your father, Siraj Wahaj, is one of the best du'at in our time. Iyadu billah. Allah salam ala afiyah. That's on YouTube, by the way. Aynam. That's Shadid Muhammad, by the way. Aynam. Hey, Shadid Muhammad. Go put his name on YouTube and you will see. May Allah guide him, I mean. But this will happen. When the people reject the haq, when they reject the advice of the ulama, look what they... Now Allah exposed what they are upon. Person can claim Salafiyya, but you have to live it. You got to live it, and may Allah protect us. Ameen. أَنَّ مَنْ خَالَفَ شَرْعَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ مِنْ حُكْمِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ Whoever opposes the law of Allah, so this person, he's resorting to the laws of pre-Islamic era. ثالثا بيان مزية أحكام الشريعة وأنها هي الخير والعدل والرحمة. Likewise, this verse demonstrates the merits of the rules of the Sharia and emphasizes that it is a means of establishing justice, mercy, and bringing about prosperity. ورابعا وأخيرا أن تحكيم القوانين الوضعية والنظم الغربية كفر. Applying these laws, the man-made laws, and such Western positive these systems that oppose the deen of Allah is an act of disbelief, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ is an act of disbelief. أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمُ الثَّبَاتَ عَلَى الدِّينِ أَسْكَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى to grant us firmness upon his religion. We ask Allah to grant us beneficial knowledge that is taken from its proper sources, the book of Allah and the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the fiqh, with the sound understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas in everything we say and everything we do, and make us pious, and make us from those who, when they listen to the advices of the ulama, they act upon them. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslimul kathira.